right, we are now joined by tonight's NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. Just to remind you, if you have a question, raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start up front.
John Hunter, you can probably hear me. How hot was
it? I wasn't really hot in the race car, to be completely honest with you. Once I got out on the front straightaway doing interviews and whatnot, after the burnout, it kind of got hot. Just one of those things that normally happens, I feel like, when you get out of the race car, adrenaline kind of starts pumping. You're standing up rather than sitting down. I mean, it wasn't cold, I'll put it that way. It was definitely warm, but I was okay in the race car. I did today. It was okay. It's not the best one I've worn, but it functioned okay.
Have you run a hotter race than
this? Yes, Texas. Last year, maybe. Texas last fall was definitely really hot as well. They're probably comparable. I don't think so. I have a standard protocol that I follow for post-race and recovery and whatnot. So definitely going to hydrate a lot. I'm going to eat probably more than one person should in one sitting, and then get some really good rest tonight.
All right, we're going to go next to Bob.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. Most of the other drivers who are doing double duty have gone or going to go to get fluids. Will you do the same?
I think it depends on how I feel when I wake up in the morning. My plan is not to do that right now. My plan is to do it the old-fashioned way, I guess. Like I said, I kind of have a standard procedure or protocol. Goes back to when I was training for Ironmans and marathons and different things of that sort. So just standard hydration and nutrition protocol that we're able to have in place from everyone at TPC to Toyota Performance Center.
And was there any thought when you saw the forecast? I mean, I know sponsors are set and everything's set, but was there any concern about doing this race at all?
No, I love it when it's hot, Bob. Separates the men from the boys. Exactly, yeah. And then you're burned up, yeah. No consideration whatsoever not to do it or anything of that sort.
John Hunter, Mike Organ from the Tennessean. Your dad used to run at the fairgrounds. You ran, I covered you at a race in 2015. You won the All-American 400 there. Any significance, anything special about winning here in Nashville?
I mean, it's a really cool venue that we're able to come to. Cool town, cool culture. I think for myself, being able to grow up racing at the fairgrounds, racing super late models and pro late models, and being able to win at the fairgrounds and now win at the big track here in Nashville is super special to me. And just checking boxes of racetracks that I've been able to win at. So I think the tie back to growing up here racing, getting my start in the heavier stock cars or bigger stock cars at the fairgrounds not far from here.
Can you speak to getting the cup back here, Xfinity back here, how important that is?
I think it's very important, to be completely honest with you. I think that this market, this venue is great for sure, not only for us as drivers being able to come in, but being able to bring fans in. And I feel like the turnout is pretty well packed as well. I mean, I know racing growing up at the fairgrounds, there were sold out crowds many a times when we were there racing and the stands were packed. So being able to come to the same market for a NASCAR race and being able to put on a great show is huge.
Go next to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KingOfTheTires.net. It's been hot since the beginning of time. So you come from a racing family. Your dad didn't have a cool suit. You know, are we making too much of a big deal about the heat? I mean, have drivers gotten soft through the years to some degree? Or how is it different from, you know, talking to the people that you grew up around?
Well, this is the first year I've ever worn a cool suit, to be completely honest with you. I normally don't run it in the Xfinity car, and the only reason I did is because I'm running double duty this weekend, right? Normally, I wouldn't run it, and I've never run it in the past until this year. So it's been a first for me. I've had a couple fail this year, and it's not fun when they fail. So I've been able to kind of pick and choose where I've run it. Some cup races I've run it. Last week at Loudon, I didn't run it. So it more or less just depends on weather for me. Our races are long. The cars are definitely hot. I don't know. You can compare cars from today's world to the old cars as far as airflow through the cockpit. There's not much airflow through the cockpit in the cars nowadays, and there are no ride height rules. So they're on the ground, so there's not a lot of airflow there. So I don't know if they're hotter than they used to be, right? I can't attest to that point if drivers have gotten soft. But the technology is there, right, to keep your body cooler, and if you can keep your body cooler and perform at a higher level, why wouldn't you do it, right? I mean, once you start wearing the cool suit, I feel like your body gets used to it. So being able to not wear it at times and kind of get your body's reaction to not being completely reliant on that, I think is big.
Are we making too much of a big deal out of it, the media?
I mean, I don't know. It was, what, 130, 140 in the race car today? I don't think just your average person could go sit in that and perform at a high heart rate. I mean, my heart rate right now sitting here is 135, so still. So I guarantee you if I pull up my average from the day, I'm going to be in the 160, 170 average for close to 3 hours.
Okay, we'll go back to Bob.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. How did the resin react the way you expected it today, or is there any difference to it than in the past?
The first year we came here, was it resin or PJ1? Do you remember? Yeah, so the resin is way better, in my opinion. The track widened out, in my opinion. I feel like you were able to run the bottom, you were able to run the second lane, you were able to run the third lane, you were able to chase the gray with the right sides. Like, you're able to move around and make your car work. I felt like the resin was better. I feel like it came in quicker. I don't really think anyone had hesitation to move up or any of that sort compared to the old PJ1, where it was slick and kind of chattery tire-wise. I feel like the resin reacted great. I don't have any issues with what they've done here as far as putting resin down.
Go to Steven.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. John Hunter, looking ahead to the cup race tomorrow. Last week, New Hampshire, you got a top 10 finish for the first time since Bristol. You started the year off with two top 10s in the first five races, and then, you know, things kind of tailed off a little bit for you until last week. I guess now that we're at the midseason point, how do you feel your season is gone? Where do you feel like your team's at, and what areas do you need to improve in order to try and get the results you need and try and make a run toward the playoffs?
I'm praying for rain every single week. The rain was our best friend last weekend. We were sitting on top of the pit box there during the rain delay and just hoping that we were going to be able to go back green. I feel like we started somewhat strong, myself and Eric with our two cars at Legacy Motor Club. And since then, we've had our highs and lows for sure. I feel like we've kind of been all over the map. Our consistency hasn't been super great as far as speed-wise every single week. But coming into this year, we knew it was going to be a building year. There's a lot of change, a lot of new. Myself coming in to this car, it drives completely different than anything I've ever driven. Yes, it's still a race car, but I've kind of had to learn to adapt to a style that I'm not used to in order to make the car have speed. With only having 20 minutes of practice and having your setups locked in and not being able to change springs and shocks and big adjustments, it makes it difficult, right? When you can't change that stuff, you get locked into what you have. And if you're off a little bit, it's hard to make up that difference going into the race. So last week, I felt like was a great run for us after we salvaged from being two laps down early in the race. And I feel like we just got to continue to improve every single week. I feel like we've we've had our ups and downs, like I said. But overall, we got to continue to work as a group to get better every single week, myself as a driver included, right? I feel like our cars, they drive okay most of the time. They drive pretty good sometimes. But a lot of it is lacking a little bit of speed here and there right now. So we're working hard. Our heads are down and our elbows are up, and everyone is pushing towards the same end goal. So that's good, but it takes time to build that notebook, right? Trying to get everything to correlate the way that we want it to, and to represent everything that we're doing off track, on track, especially with new tools with Toyota coming from Chevy last year. There's just a lot of new. So I hope that the second half of the season, when we start going back to some of these racetracks where we've been able to run once, and I've been able to get experience in the race car, and we've been able to build a little bit of a notebook, we should be better when we go back, or at least that's the hope.
Thanks, John Hunter.
Thanks.
We can go to Chris Knight and then Jim Utter.
Chris Knight, get Jens.com. Hey, JH. JHN, I guess I should say. Sorry, long day. I was just wondering if you were surprised that Cole Custer plummeted as much as he did on that restart. Did you think that he was going to be the one that you had to battle for the win?
He looked like me at the championship race in Phoenix. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. He drove in one really hard, and his car didn't stick, and slid up the racetrack. And once that happened, you kind of get back in dirty air, and there were a lot of us where we were really close to the same speed for a majority of the run. I would click off a few faster laps, then Cole kind of there in stage two, and then kind of back off, and we were kind of trading lap times there. But it was all about adjustments today. The track continued to change, so staying up on that. I mean, the start of stage three, I asked for an adjustment thinking it was going to help me, and it hurt me, and I went from leading to running third. I kind of thought I threw our race away right there until we're able to pit and get it fixed up, and we're able to maximize on that restart.
And then, do you know how many races left you have with Gibbs and Xfinity this year? Is it just told as you go?
I think it's one or two. I know I will be in Chicago next week, but I'm not sure after that.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Following up on the following question, what is it, how do days like today and running the Xfinity car for Joe Gibbs Racing kind of help you get through a difficult season like you have in Cup?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it two different ways, right? Being able to still run in the Xfinity car on Saturdays and being with this 20 group and being able to have speed and show up for wins and contend for wins, I feel like it keeps your mindset right. It keeps you in the ball game. It keeps your confidence up. But I will say in the Cup deal, it's definitely different, right? If you're running 15th to 25th, let's say, it's a completely different race than when you're racing the top five. So for me, being able to run double duty and with us not having the cars that we want right now at Legacy MC to contend for wins week in, week out, I'm gaining a lot of experience of trying to manage my race better from racing 15th to 25th every week, but being able to run on Saturdays and still being able to show up and lead laps and race and restart up front, it teaches you a lot. So it just keeps your mind thinking in a different direction as well. So it's just continuing to build that notebook. But I mean, I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that it's a confidence booster for sure. I mean, anytime you can come out and win races and run up front and lead laps, it keeps your head in the right place of, hey, I can still do this. If your year isn't going like you want it to.
But the learning is sort of also being able to do things that you're not able to do because of your car.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think if you're able to restart up front in a Cup race, obviously it's going to be different than restarting up front in an Xfinity race. But you're still getting reps at restarting up front and choosing lines further up and being able to go and battle for the lead and see what guys do differently. Whereas when you're in a pack, it's harder to do that. You're in dirty air, right? So I guess I'm getting the best of both worlds each weekend of being able to learn from first to wherever it may be position-wise. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. I may have to figure out how to play the guitar. I don't know right this second.
All right, we'll take our final question from Larry.
John, you kind of answered it. Does anything today from today's win transfer over to tomorrow's race in terms of confidence, performance, or is it just two different animals?
It's two different animals, two completely different race cars. I feel like for me, obviously winning is a confidence booster for myself, just saying that I can still win, I can still run up front, I can still lead laps, I can still execute. I can still execute like I want to. So it definitely is a confidence booster for myself and internally, but it's two different animals. That race tomorrow is going to be completely different than the race was today, and I got some work to do. We're starting deep, so the goal for the first run of the race is to try and drive through them and not go a lap down and not ruin our day the first run.
All right, congratulations. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck
appreciate
tomorrow.
It.